I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. Oftentimes in The Rough Draft Diaries, we begin looking back on someone's success story. But today, we're meeting with someone who's just starting out. A young artist who works as a bartender but is pursuing a career in music as a singer-songwriter.
My name is Aaliyah Hicks. I come from a musical family. So my family grew up, I grew up in the church, and my dad, I would say I watched him the most, just worshiping and whatnot. So music for me kind of manifested as just something I did for release. But it's always something that my brother has encouraged me to get back into. He kind of started to get more into his, and he was just encouraging me hey, maybe you should write some more music.
Aaliyah describes her music as R&B and soul, but with a personal touch, discussing topics of depression and anxiety, breakups and building new relationships, trying to stay present in the moment.
I feel like the music I write, I don't want to paint it as emotional. It literally is just me. When I write music, it's almost like me sitting down and writing a journal entry. Some people have this style where they, use a lot of metaphors. I really don't. It's very straightforward, but it's also my goal is to always uplift. So for instance, if the song is about a situation or a circumstance, my goal is to never put down, but it is to speak about the reality. And it is to speak about my process through things or my process through a certain time period and how that resonated with me or how that made me feel. So yeah, right now it's an R&B type of vibe. I am am interested in a lot of different genres, I feel lately. So I don't know if that's what all my music will sound like, but currently that is most definitely what it sounds like.
I used to view change as a burden, that it wasn't a right that I had because it could hurt people or people's change could hurt me. This is the essence of change that happened in my life. The biggest change that happened in my life. And all it took was 48 hours.
It's very scary for me because that's such a vulnerable piece of myself. And in that, I find, that I like to be presented as a strong and put together person, and mental illness does not always make you feel that way. I'm actually working on a project right now that's very, very, very vulnerable for me. And once it's ready for release, it's kind of intimidating because it's just this is a piece of me, but once it's out, the healing that comes from one, the acceptance, but two, allowing other people who may have felt the same way or feel the same way to relate and to heal further, that's where the healing comes in. That's where the empowerment comes from. That's kind of how I felt when I released my first single back at the beginning of the year. I was so intimidated to release it, but the feedback that I got, the encouragement that I got, the ways in which it touched people's lives, and I'm wow, I didn't even realize that my lyrics would resonate with you like that. That helped me come and sit back with myself and really do some more self work and kind of just dive in and allow myself to be more vulnerable with myself. It's interesting how being vulnerable with other people makes you more comfortable within yourself.
Even as Aaliyah looks ahead into her next project, it's all work that involves this topic of mental health and the support that one needs to maneuver it and to make it out the other side.
The current project that I've been working on, I would just like to give the title because it says so much. It's called 30 Days of Healing. And what I did was for 30 days straight, I sat and whatever I wrote within those 30 days, I incorporated into an album. And I took a picture of myself for 30 days. It was a rough 30 days, but that's what I'm using as my album cover because I feel like a lot of the times, when it comes to mental illness or depression or whatever it is that you suffer from, we talk about it in spurts, or at least I know I do. I like people to only see, I'm okay, here's a glimpse of the messy side of me, but oh my gosh, here's me coming out on top, you know? And I want to kind of start to shatter that like stigmatism by showing more pieces of myself. Like, okay, this is my 30 days of healing. You know, in 60 days, I might be in a totally different spot, but this is where I was for a fact for 30 days. This is what I felt. So I want to portray that within my music. I want it to be as much uplifting as it is at sometimes sad, you know, as it is at some point a little angry, to make people and also to make myself comfortable with the fact that, like, healing is a process. Dealing with things is a process, you know, and being honest about that, that is the motivation. And that has been my motivation to get out of bed, you know what I'm saying? And to write more and encouraging me to put it out.
I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of The Rough Draft Diaries.